Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. I'm calling on a recorded line. This is in regards to an inquiry for the Roundup lawsuit. Do I have Linda Majors on the line?
Yes, but I don't think I want to do that.
Can I ask why not, ma'am? I mean, if you were exposed to the Roundup and anybody you know got any major illnesses.
I can't prove it because it happened when I was a child and a teenager growing up, and yes, even after I got married, we used Roundup in our yard, that I was exposed to it on the farm when I was growing up.
Had you talked to somebody about the Paraquat also? Because it almost
no.
sounds like, because the thing is, there was a lawsuit, it ended on the Paraquat also, and that was more commonly used on the farm. And that required a bit more proof than what you're talking about. That's why I asked that question, to be quite honest with you. You don't really have to prove all that much if you have the diagnosis of an illness that goes with it. I mean, have you
I had lymphoma. I had stomach lymphoma is what I had.
Let me look at here. Let me dive right into the illnesses. Because I know they keep expanding the list. How many times do you think you were exposed to Roundup? And honestly, I have people that tell me thousands.
Well, I lived
Seriously.
On a farm.
I know.
I was the oldest. My brothers were all younger than I was, so I had to help my dad farm when I was old enough. I mean, you got to realize I'm. You know, older, and I mean, I picked cotton and chopped cotton and did all that.
Miss Majors,
kind of stuff.
I appreciate you dancing on that one, but let me just tell you right now, I'm 66, okay? So, I get it. Trust me, I was around. And when you were diagnosed, what exactly were you diagnosed with?
They just called it lymphoma stomach cancer.
Was it non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? If you have a few minutes, you might be able to take a claim. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't think you could. Let me ask you this. When were you diagnosed?
It was in...
I mean, for now, for this call, for the best of your memory, when do you think
okay,
you
it was about 12 years ago.
Okay, so that would have been 2012, 2013?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Okay, here's how the question reads. Were you diagnosed between 2005 and the present date? Yes, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, you didn't tell me your age, but could you tell me, I'll read it to you. Were you between the ages of 18 and 50 when you were diagnosed, or were you between the ages of 50 and 79 when you were diagnosed?
50 and 79.
Okay. Did you spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis? In other words, was there a 20-year gap from when you stopped using Roundup to when you got diagnosed with the NHL?
No. Matter of fact, I had used Roundup that spring.
Okay. And you did use it for a minimum of 2 years?
I used it every year.
How many years would you say that is? Just in total, approximately. You don't have to be scientific about it.
Including the farm work?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Probably 40 to 50 years.
Okay. I'll put 45. Now, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? I already know the answer, but it's a part of the question.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Okay, let me go back to the top. Linda Majors, I got to start. I did say this at the beginning of the call, but you've answered enough questions, and I really think you should answer a few more. My name is Randy Reese. I am doing a quality assurance call. I think you might have talked to one of us a few years back because this has been going on for a while, but it is starting to wrap up. So we're circling back around. Now, sometimes the criteria changes. I wasn't the one that talked to you, and I don't know what they told you before. But currently, from what we just talked about, would you like to continue to see if you, and so far you do, meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit? It'll only take a couple minutes. I'm not going to let you down.
Okay, but I've had some say, oh, don't fool with that because you'll only get like maybe $50 or $100.
No, let me explain something to you, Ms. Majors. There's two types of let's say, big types of lawsuits. There's a civil suit or what's called a class action suit. Okay? Those are the types that your friends are talking about. Typically what happens in a civil suit is the judge comes out and let's say that he orders awards $1 million, right? Well, the attorneys eat up a lot of that and then everybody else gets to split up equally what's left. It doesn't matter what their injuries are. It doesn't matter that they got diagnosed or not, all right? That's probably what most people think of as a class action suit. Ms. Majors, I assure you, this is not a class action suit. This is what's called an MDL. It's a multi-district litigation. Your case is settled and it's judged on each individual merit. And if you don't believe me, they've already started settling roundup cases. If you were to go to Google and just look and see what the average, well, I'll do it, but I can't tell you the dollar amount. You have to do it yourself. But I will tell you, it's certainly a lot more than $50. And hold on. And it doesn't cost you anything. A few minutes of talking to me. All right. If you get a chance, go into Google.
Do you have to go to court somewhere or something?
No. What it is here is my name is Randy Reese. You can Google me as well. I'm in California. I live in Corona. Our office is in Irvine. Now, what happens here is I do what's called intake. I take an intake. You've already answered several of the questions for me, and I already kind of know the answers to the rest of them. Now, this is roundup. Yeah, I ask a few more questions. I go down a list of other ailments that you may or may not have had. I get some contact information for you. I do get, you know, I ask you for your Social Security, your birth date, your current age, your height, your weight, your email, your phone number, which you already got. Basically, you do have official documents because you'd be signing for yourself. Then I ask a little more about usage, how many times per month, per year. Then I go into, did you use protective gear? There's no right or wrong answer. I'll ask you how big of an area it was applied. What state did you use it in? How were you first exposed to Roundup? Did you personally spray Roundup? You've answered most of these for me already. How often were you present during the application of Roundup? How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? I will ask you, did you get your water from a well? Have you ever been exposed to other herbicides? I do not ask for receipts, but I will ask if you have receipts, but it doesn't disqualify if you do not have them. I'll ask if you've smoked. I'll ask if you're currently employed. I'll ask if you ever lost work because of your ailment. I'll ask if you've been in the military. Then I will ask for your doctor's information and I'll also ask for your oncologist, so that could be the same location. I'll ask what type of treatment you got, your address, an emergency contact, and you will be done. Then what happens is I submit a document to you, basically puts all that information that we do on the intake together into a document that I send to you for you to sign via DocuSign. Have you ever done DocuSign before, Ms. Majors?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's pretty simple stuff. I could actually walk you through it. And then at that point, what happens is once it goes through our quality assurance department, on the Roundup ones, usually I call you back within a couple of hours or so, and I set you up with a welcome call with the actual attorney, and then you wait. And I'm not going to kid you. You're going to be waiting a while, but it won't cost you anything. The attorney may send you documents throughout the process. The attorney may have a question throughout the process. But if everything that you tell me is right on par, let's see. Oh, I will ask you, I think on the Roundup one, I think we get a medication out of you too on the DocuSign and an ID. But that's like if you ever take photos of your grandkids or photos and text them, that's how you could do that. It's not hard. But that's the whole process, Miss Majors. But I haven't actually finished telling you if you do qualify yet, but so far so good. Do you want me to keep asking questions, and then you can decide if you want to keep going?
Okay.
Okay, give me a couple more minutes, then I'll try to go quickly. Let me go back to the top. Try to, and I'll skip over for now anything like your date of birth, your social or anything for now. But we will need that if we have a claim, but I want you to be comfortable. Okay, now, the last question I'd asked you is, had you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? And you said yes. So this one here, you know what, you're just going to have to, the best of your ability, because the question is, how many hours of exposure do you think you had spraying Roundup in your lifetime?
Oh, my goodness.
I know, but if you think about it, if you sprayed Roundup, I mean, you got to tell me the average number of days that you took, that you sprayed it each year. Was it every day? No, right?
No, because you don't spray it every day. I mean, if it does its job and kills the weeds and the grass.
Right. So you probably did. How often do you think you would spray it a year? So you have springtime. You're going to start spraying it pretty heavy then. I do, or did.
Yeah, I mean, you spray it from springtime through fall because, you know, I had an acre where I lived where I, you know, had to keep the weeds down and the grass and everything. And, you know, even the small place where I live now, I mean, I still spray along the fence line.
Of course,
you
and
know,
curbs, walkways, gutters.
It'll kill it for a while, but it pops right back up, you know?
Do you think you spray once a month?
Yes, definitely that much.
Do you think every 2 weeks, or would you be safe with once a month?
Let's just go with once a month.
Okay. So if you took, like, well, where I live, I've already sprayed Roundup, and it's only March. Okay, seriously. So, but I know spring started in March.
Yeah, well, I live in Missouri, and we're having an early spring.
Just like us.
Our redbud trees are already budded out, and our dogwoods and everything, and the grass is getting green.
I've got my grass is super green. I got the blooms on my plum trees are out, too. Right, I get that. Okay, so let's spray realistic. You're spraying that stuff at least once a month for probably 9 months a year.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, now.
At least, you know, maybe a little bit less, March through November. What is that?
That's 10 months. I gave it 9. I was being conservative. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but, and then I guess the real question is, okay, so we know you sprayed it for, let's just go with 40 years. So, you know, you sprayed it for 9 months, probably, even if we said 6 times a year, but staying with 9 times a year, 40 times, how long do you think you sprayed? I mean, it took what? Maybe did you spend an hour each time you used it? Because that's a big yard, an acre. At least an hour, right?
Well, an acre, yeah. It would have been probably close to an hour, if not an hour, yeah.
Okay. So realistically, you're looking at 9 times 4. It's 36. So realistically, now you could lower this number, but realistically, and I'm going with 40 years of exposure, not 45, but realistically, maybe you took 5 years off on vacation or moved or something. But realistically,
sure,
from the math, that would be approximately 350 exposures, hours of exposure in your lifetime. Do you think that's high, low? What do you think?
Well, and that's not counting the farm.
So do you think that that's a pretty conservative number if I put 350 hours?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Because like I said, I'm not, you know, I was counting like while I was married, and my husband is deceased now, but that has nothing to do with it. But we lived on an acre,
Okay.
You know, so I was counting just that. I wasn't even counting the exposure I may have got to, you know, with the tar.
Okay. Now, how, I don't know how to word this right, so I'm just going to read it the way it sounds. How long did you spray Roundup before your diagnosis? But I think you said you were still spraying it. I hope you didn't say that.
I was still spraying. I've sprayed it. Actually, I've been a little hesitant. I've been more protective. But
okay.
I have sprayed Roundup even since I've heard about the lawsuit that came out about it.
Okay. So, but you did spray Roundup well more than 2 years before you got your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Now, when did you stop spraying Roundup? You just started to say that, and I think I might have cut you short about you saw all the advertisements and stuff, or have you?
I stopped spraying it about 2 years ago.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Matter of fact, I still have some Roundup sitting in my shed that I didn't use because the more I thought about it, the more I thought, oh my goodness, I've already had lymphoma cancer.
Right.
And here I am, you know, spraying this stuff and it's known to cause it. And so.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something, but if you still have it, don't touch it. Leave it alone. Now, the question is, but you've kind of already told me this, but the question, by the way, on your date, I put approximately June 30th of 23 is when you start. It doesn't have to be. It's not rocket science. Would that be accurate to you? That's 2 years ago.
And that was for what?
The last time you sprayed Roundup.
Oh, okay. You can say that.
Okay. And then you were directly exposed because you were the one that was spraying it, correct?
Yes.
Now, this one's, you had the farm, was it a commercial farm or was it a family farm?
It was a family farm.
Okay, so all of your exposure here is residential. That's fine. Does not disqualify you. You are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Have you had it more than one NHL diagnosis? That's one more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis.
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that counts. I did have skin cancer, but
that's not NHL. So no, you're right.
Yeah, right. I didn't figure that. That's the only other thing that I've had.
Okay. Now you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Pardon?
You'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Let me scroll down because I told you I promised I wouldn't waste a bunch of your time. We're about halfway through. And when I'm looking, I have a little thing here that nixes me. Okay. Let me keep going. So far, so good. Thank you for your patience with me, Linda. I didn't grow up with computers, okay?
Okay, well, I'm driving.
No, you're doing fine.
I'm answering your question as I'm driving. I'm going to a doctor's appointment, so when I get there, we're going to have to, probably end this.
How much time do I have?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. We're good. We're good. All right. Then don't forget, if you know anybody else that used Roundup, please give them my name and number because I am going to text you my name and number. And Linda Majors, I would never ask you to give me anybody else's name and number, but I would encourage you to give it to anyone else that might want to talk about this. Now, let's go back up because you're doing really well. The last question was, whose filings came on behalf of yourself? Yes, I'm talking a little faster on purpose. I'm going to read you a list of illnesses. Just tell me yes or no. I'm going to go super fast. HIV AIDS?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
I am a diabetic.
Okay, I don't.
I don't know what the mellitus means.
I don't either, actually. I'll find out for you. She has diabetes. Do I put diabetes mellitus? That's what it is? Okay, thank you. You know who's behind me is a young man. Okay. Okay. And I've done these before. And then you did have a cancer requirement, or was there chemo for that skin cancer that you had?
I couldn't take chemo.
Okay, so there was no cancer requiring chemo. That's the question.
Okay, I had to do radiation.
Okay, that's fine. And as far as you know, is there any family of history of cancer, family history of cancer?
My dad had lung cancer, but that was due to cigarette smoking.
Okay. Poor guy. They didn't know any better.
They
didn't know any better.
Well, you know, he was older and he smoked the Camel cigarettes, the strongest ones, probably Prince Albert. He smoked Prince Albert, you know.
My dad smoked Camels. I do remember that. Okay. So far, so good, young lady. And we know NHL. Okay. And then it is Linda?
Yes.
And then Majors?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I hear your turn signals. please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And is there any suffix to your name?
Is there any what?
You know, junior, senior, Linda Majors the third.
Oh, no.
Once in a while, I'll get a lady that tells me there is. Okay. Now, are you currently married?
No, I'm widowed.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I know you did tell me that. I'm going to skip past this, but we will go back to it. It's your social and your date of birth and your current age, but we'll skip past that for the moment. How did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? It was a TV commercial? Internet? You mentioned it earlier on this call.
I think it must have been a TV commercial.
There's lots of them. So, yes. Okay, TV commercial is perfectly fine. I think they want to know how you found out, so I don't blame them.
Yeah, I'm sure it was that, because I don't know of anything else it would have been.
Okay, this phone that we're speaking on now, is it a smartphone? It's a cell phone?
It's an Apple.
Okay, yes, it's a very smartphone. Okay.
Okay.
And for your email, I have majorsbertrand@aol.com.
And it's wrong.
I
did have that. That was my old email.
Okay.
And I started getting so many ads and everything on it, I just deleted it.
Okay.
My new email is Linda Seals, Sills, Majors.
At AOL still?
Yes, it's still AOL.
So I have Linda, Sills, Majors at AOL.com?
Right.
Guess what? Do people tease you about this? I still have my AOL address. Randman36@AOL. That's mine. Okay. I tell you what, I have relatives that wouldn't know how to get a hold of me if I changed that. Seriously. Down there in Alabama and stuff. I don't know what I do. Now, I have is your phone number, 573-703-5008.
That's correct.
Now, this is the Apple phone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Text would probably get my attention quicker, because sometimes I am not one to have my phone with me all the time like these young people do.
You almost said it, and
you
God
know,
bless
I,
you.
I may be in a completely different room in my house, and my phone may be in my kitchen, or it may be in my bedroom. It could be anywhere, because it's not an attachment to my hand, and a lot of these young people, their phone is with them no matter what they're doing. But I don't mind telling you how old I am. I am 80 years old.
Oh, my God.
And
congratulations.
Thank you. It is. To live this long, yes.
Ma'am, you sound fantastic. I truly thought that you and I were about the same age. I think I even said that earlier. Good for you. Let me go back, though. Let me make sure. Noah, you know what? Could you please give me your date of birth?
12/18/1944.
Bless you. Let's just make sure that, oh, you were born right as the war ended too, huh?
Yes, my dad was, yes, in service.
Thank him for his service in heaven. I will. I'll be there before you. Ugh, I'm a man. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So far, so good. I just did want to check that. Okay. I don't know that I have enough time left, but you got to keep going with me on this. I mean, even if we have to get back. What state were you in? Were you in Missouri the whole time when you used the product?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
and
it was my dad's farm was in, well, a little bitty town. You probably never heard of it, but it was Anniston, and that's just about 45 minutes from where I live now.
Why have I heard of that town? I have a brother that lives in Tennessee. Why have I heard of that? Anyways, I know it's a couple states away.
There is Anniston, probably Tennessee, and I've heard of it in other states.
I think Alabama, actually.
Common.
Yeah, there you go. Now,
it's a common.
You told me that you used it approximately, this is a question, and you've already, I kind of got ahead of myself, approximately 9 times a month, correct? I mean a year.
A year, yes.
Okay. And do you remember, and we can backtrack on this, we can go 40, 45 years back from when you stopped using it. Let's see, if I went 1923, that leaves 22 years. So according to our math, it looks like you started using it approximately 1978. Does that sound about right?
Actually, when I was on the farm,
you tell
it
me.
Would have been earlier than that because I graduated in 62, and I never helped my dad on the farm after that. So it would have went back to probably 1957, I would say, 56 or 57 when I was in the 6th or 7th grade.
Okay. Yeah, boy, they had you working. Yeah, I know. They used to do that. I started working when I was 9. Kids today now start working when they're 40. Okay. So.
Yeah, I know. I started probably picking cotton. I started when I was 5 or 6, you know, because, you know, how much a 5 or 6-year-old can pick.
Right. No, I know.
From that, it was every year, though, after that, so 7 and 8 and 9 and 10, you know, and on up.
We got you. So I put approximately September 1st, 1957. Are you okay with that date?
Yes.
Okay, because anything can be changed. This is you, remember. Now, I know what you said about the last couple years after you saw the warnings, but in these other rest of the years, did you ever use any protective gear when you applied the Roundup?
Actually, no.
Okay. You didn't know to?
No.
I know that. All right. You were in Missouri directly. You were exposed directly through yard work. The lot that you applied, you told me it was 1 acre. You did fence lines, curbs, walkways. What am I missing? I guess.
Just the I don't know what you call them, but they're like onion plants that go straight up, and you get them in your yard a lot. At least you do around here.
Okay, no, I know. They're dandelions out here. They might be called something else there, but.
You spot spray those.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to put that exactly, spot spray. Okay, spot spray weeds. I like that. I'm going to use that again. All right, 1 acre, fence lines, curb, walkway, spot spray weeds. Missouri, directly through yard work. Did you personally spray Roundup?
Did I personally spray the Roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
I did. After I got married, I did.
Okay.
with my dad, it was, well, it would have been both of us around fence lines.
So both of you guys. So you were, you would you say that you were often during the present, during the application roundup, always? I mean, that's what the question reads. So in other words, how often were you present during the application of Roundup? You were always there on these exposures we're talking about. Is that correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay. And we did try to figure this one out a little bit before. And I think it's more than this, but conservatively we were going to go with it. You've had approximately 350 exposures in your lifetime, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Remember, I'm back, we're caught up now to the very, very first questions I asked you in the beginning, so I wasn't wasting your time. And I did ask you, did you get your water from a well?
No, okay. You didn't ask.
And did you get your water from a well?
Yes, both.
Okay.
Yes, most all my life, except for the last, what would it have been? I would say the last 20, 25 years.
Okay. So.
But the rest of the time, yes.
Okay, but so for the majority of your exposure, well, let me ask you this. Did the well ever get tested to your knowledge?
No, it never did.
Okay. I bet that was really some good water, though. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides that you're aware of?
Not the name of them, no.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene that you're aware of?
Not that I know of, no. I have no idea what my dad used actually on the crops.
Okay.
I know he had at that time it was a big tank sprayer on the back of his tractor, and he sprayed, the crops with different stuff to control the weeds. I have no idea what was in that.
Thank you, ma'am. To your knowledge, have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No, I don't believe I have, unless it was something I didn't know about.
It was mostly used in Vietnam. You probably were not. Okay.
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say that because it wasn't 100% sure.
You were spot on, Ms. Majors.
Yeah. My husband was in service during Vietnam, and he didn't actually own the ground in Vietnam. He was Air Force, so he flew, not the planes, but he flew missions over there to, it was things to aid them. They would unload, and then they would take off and go again,
Oh, that's
stuff
risky.
Like that.
That's
so
a risky job, man.
Yes, but he was very familiar with Agent Orange because they flew Agent Orange over there, too.
Yes, ma'am. Again, thank him for his service. That's a nasty war. And this one here, do you remember if they used the concentrate or did you guys buy the premix of the Roundup?
I have no idea. Oh, of the Roundup?
Yeah, was it the concentrate or the premix? In other words, did you buy the balls?
It would be either one.
Okay. Did you know?
Last few years, I've always bought what's already premixed.
Okay, we'll
but
go with
I
that.
I can remember back when there were times I mixed it.
Was the bulk of your exposures, would you say, with concentrate or premix?
I would say premix.
Okay.
It's been a while since I used just the concentrate, but I would say about 10 years ago.
Okay.
I was probably still using concentrate. I don't, I've used premix now so long.
Okay. And when you go to buy your Roundup, when you did go to buy Roundup, did you buy it in the same state as that you live in Missouri?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you go to buy it? Home Depot, Lowe's, local hardware store?
Most of it in the last few years has been at Walmart.
Walmart, that's the best place, lowest price. Okay. And do you have any receipts?
I do not.
That's fine. And you do have some Roundup in your possession, you told me, correct?
Yes, I think I have.
Okay, do not destroy
it. I know I have 1 gallon premix, and I may have 2 of them, because it seemed like I've seen 2 of the gallon jugs out there.
Okay, let me see where we're at with this. Okay. I don't know why this isn't checking. Let me go all the way back to the top. See what I missed. Okay, and you do remember I did ask you if you had an attorney to assist you with filing the claim, and you told me no, correct?
That's correct.
And this one I didn't ask.
Do I need one?
No, you're going to have one here in a second. Has anyone ever sent you anything for you to sign with your finger on your phone electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to send back regarding Roundup?
No.
And as you told me, I went all the way back to the beginning. I just didn't ever check this. I've already asked you this one. Yes, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You told me earlier in the call. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
And, okay.
Well, thankfully, the radiation took care of it, and I'm hoping it doesn't come back.
Okay. Now, you might have told me this, but I've got so much chicken scratch on my pad here. When were you diagnosed?
I think around 2012 or 2013.
Okay. Do you remember, and that's fine, do you remember approximately what month it was? Just approximately. We can go with 2013. It's fine. And think about this for a second. Do you remember if it was cold, if it was hot, if it was summertime? Because it's a pretty shocking diagnosis to get.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I remember the reason I went to the doctor was because I was hurting at night really bad in my stomach. I would say
and
it
remember,
was probably around March or April.
Okay, and I was going to say, remember that this, I'll just put April 1st, 2013. This could be approximate because they will be pulling your medical records, and it'll show. So you're just basically giving them a baseline. The only thing that I'm going to ask you really is just to make sure that the diagnoses are correct, which you've already done. And I'm just looking at some other things here. Linda?
Mm-hmm.
When did you first become, and this could even be your diagnosis date, or it could have been when you saw the TV commercials. Probably when you saw the TV commercials. Is that when you first became aware that, hey, maybe my non-Hodgkin's lymphoma might have been related to the Roundup? Is that kind of what triggered it for you?
I just kind of, actually, to be honest, I didn't think that. I just kind of blew it off and thought, well, mine probably wasn't.
Okay.
You know, even though I'd used Roundup, I just thought,
You told me you stopped using it because you saw the warnings.
Well, that was after I first heard about it.
Right.
You know, and then as I heard more about it, then two years ago, I thought, you know,
okay,
maybe I shouldn't be using this.
You just answered the question about 2 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Let me go Walmart. None, N-A. You're doing really, really good here. Thank you for taking the time. Have you ever smoked?
No, I never have.
Oh, good for you. Are you currently working?
No.
Thank God. I didn't want to hear you say yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Let me keep going back up here. Yes, I think I stopped this because you saw the warnings. Applied it. Actually, more than monthly, but we'll go ahead and check monthly. Missouri, directly through yard work. Always 350 exposures. Yes, you did get some water from a well. No Agent Orange, no benzene, no other herbicides that you're aware of. Mostly use the concentrate. Yes, there is some premix use as well. Purchased from a company in Missouri, Walmart. No receipts, that's fine. Yes, you do have some Roundup. You never smoked, not employed. Did you ever lose any work because of any surgery or treatment related to your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, I didn't, because at that time I was already retired.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. And have you ever filed disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
None that I can think of. I don't think I ever have.
And
none at all that comes to mind, and I think I would surely know if I had.
You certainly would. Have you ever had have you ever been convicted of a crime? I don't think you have.
No.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
Unless you call robbing that bank back in the 70s, right? I'm kidding you. But they didn't catch me. No, I'm kidding. Let me make sure. Okay. So I'm getting the one thing that I missed, and I went back when I think that you said it was a couple of years ago when you stopped using the Roundup. That really would have been the same time that you became aware that, hey, there might be a problem with Roundup.
Yeah. After so many people said things, and I would still see something on TV every once in a while, it finally soaked in that maybe I shouldn't be using this.
Yeah, I think that's probably good advice. What did we put there? I got to go back and find that date. Got your contact. How tall are you? I'm sorry to ask this.
I'm 5'4".
Exactly how tall my mother was. How much do you weigh?
147.
Look at you. Good shape for your age as well. Okay, so we're going to go back to that one. Got your date of birth. You're really, really, really doing fantastic here, and I think you're going to have a claim because the next questions are really just diagnosis information. Let me put that date in there, though. I found it 6:30 of 23/06/30/23. What I did there is when you first became of your injuries, I put the same date as when you stopped using the Roundup. Now, I can back that up a little bit, but that kind of makes sense. You tell me, though. If you're okay with that, I'll just leave it.
For when I stopped using it?
Well, when you first became aware that your injuries might have been related to Roundup. That was when you got scared on the TV commercial. Well, warning, you didn't get scared, but your warnings about the Roundup and stuff. You told me that happened in 23.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and now let me tell you where we're at with this. So far, so good. Meaning I'll just keep asking you a couple questions. Can you confirm?
Yeah, so make it quick because I'm going to have to go to my appointment.
All right. When do you want to finish this up? Can we do it later today?
Yeah, we could.
Okay, let me keep going. What type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Radiation?
Radiation.
Okay. What is your address?
220 Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, Avenue, in Sikeston, S-I-K-E-S-T-O-N, Missouri.
63801?
Correct.
Okay. And now, you don't have to have them in your hands right now, but can you confirm for me that the medical records will exist showing this non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and the type?
Yes, I definitely, I'd have to go to the cancer center in Cape to get them, but that's where I had my treatment was I don't think they called it Southeast. Maybe they did, Southeast Cancer Center in Cape Girardeau.
Okay. Is that where you got diagnosed at?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to Google it, Southeast Cancer Center?
Yes.
And what city?
Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Cape Girardeau. Oh, you did say that. I'm sorry. There it is. I didn't even have to ask you how to spell it. Okay.
I was going to spell it if you asked me.
No. Okay, I have two here. I have Mercy Center. I know you said Southeast Hospital.
Okay, they changed their name.
Was it?
So it is now.
Go ahead.
It's now Mercy.
I was going to say the one on Mount Auburn Street, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me get that.
Yeah, they just recently, last year, changed their name.
And is that also the healthcare facility that you go to, or is there a different place?
No, I have, right now I'm sitting in the parking lot of my primary physician, and that's Dr. Douglas's office in East Prairie,
Dr.
Missouri.
Douglas?
Yes.
East Fury?
East Prairie.
Prairie. I'm also hard
yeah.
of hearing, okay? But I do know how to spell. Okay. Oh, there he is. I just love Google. Okay. Now, do you have an oncologist?
At Mercy, I did have. He released me just, I think it was last year. I'm trying to think what month it was. But he released me. I had been 11 years clear.
Oh,
so
God,
he,
I love it.
So he released me. It was a Dr. Dickey at Mercy Cancer Center.
Dr. Dickey?
Uh-huh.
D-I-C-K-E-Y? Do you think?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I think.
We'll go with that. That's fine. I'm so glad to hear he released you. That just made such good. Okay. Open this link. It's just asking for one thing here. Sometimes you love Google, sometimes you don't, right? There it is. 7-3. I got the phone number is what I was getting for that, Mercy. You probably knew that too, huh?
No,
okay.
Actually, I would not have known the phone number because even though I had a one-year checkup for the last, I guess the last 8 years or something. I only went to him once a year just for a checkup. And
when was that last
you know,
one? I'm so glad to hear that. When was that last checkup? Approximately.
Oh, my goodness.
Just approximately. About a year ago, right?
I would say in August of last year.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I'm kind of guessing at that, but it was somewhere along that line.
Okay. And I got to do a little copying and pasting because we already know who your oncologist was. And the doctor that diagnosed you, was that Dr. Dickey also?
No, there was another doctor there at the time.
Do you remember his name?
No, right now I can't come up with it.
Okay. But he was on
I've seen two different doctors.
He was
while
on the staff
there.
Out there, correct?
Yeah, he was on the staff there. He just later, after I'd had my treatments, he had moved on to somewhere else, you know.
Okay, it'll be in the records. I'm going to put attending staff, and then I'm just going to put Mercy again. So bear with me. A little copying and pasting, and the address. Got it. Thank you for that. Out here in California, you probably would have had many, many, many more doctors' addresses, things like that, because they don't keep them all in the same place, it seems like. All right. I don't know if that made sense, but it just means you got to do a lot of driving. Okay. And how did that lymphoma impact your life? How did that diagnosis impact your life?
Well, I couldn't do anything for a while. Although I was retired from work, I mean, I was a very active person. I'm still a very active person. And so it just knocked me for a loop, and I got so weak during treatments and everything that, you know, I really, really couldn't do a whole lot of anything until later on when the treatments were over with and I was able to get some strength back.
I'm glad you did, ma'am. Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact, and I'll need your permission to contact in the event we can't get a hold of you. This is typically only if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This ensures that your case keeps moving forward. Basically, we wouldn't be calling to discuss their case. We'd just be calling and saying, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Linda, and she hasn't been responsive. So can you give me the name, first name of somebody, and a phone number that I can put in here?
I don't know.
And it could be anybody. It could, honestly, again, we're not going to discuss the case with them.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of who to give. Okay. Let me look at my directory here.
Take your time. Take your time.
Let me give you my daughters, and
what's her daughter's first name?
Angela.
Angela. And what is Angela's phone number?
573-380-7274.
Thank you.
Now, she does work, so
that's
she's
okay.
Not going to answer you at work. It'd have to be after 5 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. Now, let's see, I got to check something out here. Do you need to go into the doctor's now?
I do. I really do, or I'm going to be late for my appointment.
You are to the point. Now, I'll tell you what, so that I can save this, I typically would need your whole social, but would you please give me the last four?
Eight, nine, five, seven.
Thank you. And what is your current age?
80.
I know you said that. Okay. How long think before I could talk to you again? Because we've got what we need here. And so the next step would be, as I mentioned to you, about the DocuSign.
Mm-hmm.
She's going into the doctor's.
Probably.
Just ask her this question. You used the product for more than 1 year before you were diagnosed.
I did ask her that question, but I'll ask her again. You did use the product for more than 1 year before you were diagnosed, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I know.
Definitely.
I don't know why that's not checking. Okay.
It's a bug.
It's a bug on that? Okay, thank you. All right, so Jeremy, tell me what I should do here with Miss Majors. Miss Majors has a claim.
I can send it to her.
But she's going into the doctor's office right now.
She can sign it later.
Okay. Does she have to upload her ID and the prescription?
No,
she has to just sign
right
this.
Now, 2 seconds.
Okay.
Listen,
he's going to fix this little glitch, but good news, you don't have to upload your ID or anything on this one. That I told you earlier on the call that we were going to get a copy of your prescription. You don't have to do any of that.
Okay.
So, but what you do have to do is, he's looking it over for me right now. You do have to sign a document. It's sent to you via DocuSign. Hold on. He's telling me I got an error. And that, depending on you, can be done in as little, I've had people your age do it as quickly as I can explain it to them. Let me look here. It's up to you. I can send it to you. You can take a look at it. You can call me back. I can call you back. Whatever you feel comfortable with doing. Oh, I know what that one is. You're getting treatment
okay.
today. You're getting treatment today, aren't you? Well, you're seeing the doctor today.
I'm seeing the doctor today just for a checkup.
Okay.
But it's not due to my cancer or anything. It's just a regular checkup.
So would you say that August 1st, 24 was the last time you got treated for anything related to the cancer? That was the last time you went in and saw Dr.
That was the last time I had a checkup on my cancer.
Okay. Let's see.
They do blood work and just make sure that, you know, it's not coming back and that you're,
Let's put you're going to the, because this question isn't specific. It's the date you're treated to your health care. Okay, yeah. That's a tough one. So we could put, what were you saying right there? What did you want to say the last time you were treated specific for your NHL? I cut you off.
I wouldn't know unless I got my records I don't remember the month or.
But when you saw Dr. Dickey back on August 24th, that was the last time you were seen for the condition about the Roundup, correct?
Right. That was for a checkup. They do blood work, and you know, which indicates to them if there's any cancer cells, you know, or whatever.
Right.
And I, you know, they said I was fine, and I had been. I think he said it had been 10 or 11 years, and he said, so I'm going to cut you loose because, you know, chances are, he said, that it might not come back, you know, but he said, you've showed us, you know, that you've been free of it for a while now.
I think that's fantastic, too. Okay. Let me see. I don't know why this isn't in my thing. Hey, Jeremy, where's her document? It's not in my drafts.
Okay, can you just call me back later?
Yeah, I will. Go ahead and go in. Watch for, there'll be a document in your inbox, and I'll give you a call back a little later, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.